Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Luinish Batsar Miakoshom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Lamedei. The Gemara in the middle of Udbei says that the Shemois that are written regarding Pesel Michal, according to the first man de Omar, is the all choil. Even Yud Kevavke is choil. Rabbi Lazar argues, he says Yud Kevavke is Kodesh, and only Elohim is choil. So Rabbi Moshe appears to tell, has a beautiful piece that was printed in the Kovitz called Be'er Yitzchok, in the third Chelik, a whole piece regarding Shem Havayo. We mentioned this shiur that he gave a few times in previous shiur. But within that very long shiur, there is a whole mahaloch to explain our Gemara. And we'll try to share it in the few minutes that we have over here. Ramosha brings a question. How can it be that according to Tarakamo, the names in Michal are Choyl? Yudki Vavki is Choyl. So you want to tell me that the way I read it, I could read the name when I'm reading the Tanakh, and we get to this Pasha, so Yudki Vavki, it's a shame of Choyl? That can be. Anytime it says Yudki Vavki in the Torah, it's always Kodesh. So what does it mean Yudki Vavki is Choyl? So Ramosh explains like this. He goes on, he explains there in that piece, that Yudki Vavki has two parts. One part is, what is Yudki Vavki on its own? It's the name of Hashem. But then there's another part, how Yud Kei Vav Kei is perceived by us. He brings Lashon Rashi in Sefer HaParadis that says, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the explanation of Kei Vav Kei, is in Aramaic. It's a word in Aramaic. How can it be Yud Kei Vav Kei is in Aramaic? So he says, the name itself obviously is Lashon HaKodesh. But the way it's expressed by us, the way we human beings understand the word, that's what Rashi means to say it's Aramaic, that's how we perceive it. So he says, that's a pshat by Micha as well. Tanakama says like this, Yud Kei Vav Kei, of course the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is Shem Havayo. But the way it was perceived by Micha was Choyl, and he made it the way it's written is Choyl. The writing is Choyl, not the name itself. The name itself is Kodesh. It's the perception of it, is how we come and receive it. So the Kedushas Hashem is not Chal on the Ksav, because it's only Kedushas Hashem, it's Hadatzboi, not the way we perceive it. So when you write it, it doesn't have Kedusha. But obviously when you read it, it does have Kedusha. And he goes on to explain, what's the oimik of this Indian? How do you understand when Micha, what is the pace of Micha? What is the shame by Micha? So he brings the name of the Arizal. The Arizal speaks about the Koifrim, that they believe there is Hashem in the world, but that he took away his Ashgacha from this world. He's up there in Shemayim. He's not down here in this world with us. So he explains, the oimik of Pesel Micha is this thing. Pesel Micha is, you believe there is Hashem in the world, but he's not really involved in our day-to-day life. He's not down here with us. And with this, we explained in the past what's two things we find in Shas regarding Pesel Micha. On one hand, we find that Pesel Micha went with Am Yisrael through Kriyas Yamsuf. When they went through the sea, they took with them Pesel Micha. The other thing that we find is the Yonason, the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, the son of Gershom, he was a Kohen for Pesel Micha. How do we understand such a thing? When we go through Kriyas Yamsuf, they take Pesel Micha, they take Avodah Zarah. The grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu is in Avodah Zarah. But according to this understanding, Pshat is, Pesel Micha is not denying Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. There is Hashem, but the way he's not involved in Ashgacha of this world. It's not a complete denial of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there was people that came out of Mitzrayim, that went through Yamsuf. They believed that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malchim, Melech Malchim, Amlochim. He controls the world, is above the world. But in Ashgacha Prat is down here in the world. We need to have some kind of an intermediate. That's the Pesel Micha. And that's shot in the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Adarabba. Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, who saw his grandfather, Shechinah Medaber B'Toch Goyner, he says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bizgale. But if I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's probably up there in Shemaim, and I need something to connect to him. That was Pesel Micha. The Oimek of Pesel Micha is believing in Hashem, but not believing in the Ashgacha down here in the world. And mainly, these are the two opinions in our Gemara. Rabbi Lazar says, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Kodesh. That's talking about Hashem himself. Elohim, that's the Giluim here in the world. That's Bala Koyichas Kulam. That's the powers of the world. The powers is not Gilui Hashem. The powers, the Ashgacha right down here is Choyl. That's all of it is our. Tanakama is also going the same halach based on the explanation of Rav Moshe. He also says that to believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu up there in Shemayim, but not in the Ashgacha down in the Tachtoinim. So he says the way it is you can, it's shemois hanim chokim, you can erase it. It's Yudki Vovke up there in Shamayim. But when you write it, that's the way we perceive Yudki Vovke. See, in Yudki Vovke itself, you have two parts. You have a Kishbol Kivyocha Be'atzwa, his own name, and the way we connect to the name. Then his own name, that's up there in Shemayim, that's Kedusha Gemura. And if you say it with your own words, you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you write it, I mean, the way we connect to it, that's something which, according to the philosophy of Michal, that's not Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So the writing of it is Choyl. He didn't perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu down in Tachtoinim. So any Yud Kei Vav Kei written regarding Pesel Michal is not perceived in the way of writing that it has Kedusha. And this is a Hezber Niflo and Divrei Gemara, Dvarim Amukim Meoid, that's very kedai to be misboinin in them. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email, so what's go, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.